Good Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is the holy Erev Shabbos, and we can't wait for Shabbos. Our Erev Shabbos series, Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, is generously sponsored by Mendy and Tzipora Fishman as a Schuss Chayyukta by Tzipora Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzibon, David Aryeh. I'm Yisrael Chai on this Erev Shabbos. Call Yisrael to hear the service Tovos, Yeshua's Venachamos. Good news and good stories. Our hostages should come home, soldiers return to their families, and should be a Shabbos filled with Bracha, Yeshua, and Mirz Hashem, Geula. We say in our Kiddush on Shabbos Day, based on the recent parsha that we read, Rishomer B'nai Yisrael Sa Shabbos, Lasos, as Sa Shabbos, this paragraph appears both in our davening and appears in our Kiddush. Rishomer B'nai Yisrael Sa Shabbos, the Jewish people must keep, we must safeguard. Veshamru, we've already spoken. Veshamru comes from the language Va'aviv Shamaras Adavar. To be a Shomer Shabbos is to long, to anticipate, to be excited, to count down. That's what we do. It's not Friday. It's Erev Shabbos. We're not dreading Shabbos. Now the clock has changed, a long Shabbos. We can't wait. An even longer Shabbos. We love Shabbos. It's the Makor Bracha. It's the Tachlis of Masa Bereshis. But what's the word Veshomer B'nai Yisrael Sa Shabbos La'asos Es Sa Shabbos? We're not only supposed to anticipate, and we're not only supposed to look forward, and we're not only supposed to safeguard, but La'asos, to a certain degree, somehow, we're supposed to make Shabbos. But what do you mean we make Shabbos? The Ribbono Shel Olam makes Shabbos. When the sun goes down on Friday, Shabbos comes, ready or not. Here it comes, Kviya V'Kaima. It is set, it is established, it happens each and every week. It's not up to us. What does it mean, La'asos Es HaShabbos? The Orachayim HaKadosh quotes the Gemara in Yumadav Pei Aleph. Shetzarach lahosef mechol ala kodesh, that a person needs to not wait for Shabbos to happen automatically, inevitably, not the Shabbos that happens automatically, but to extend Shabbos, to expand Shabbos, to accept Shabbos early, and to hold on to Shabbos a little bit late. Loli manim melacha achar shegiv yiznotzis yom haShabbos, letzarach lahachin atzman bekdushas haShabbos, v'yetze kechasson lekras kala. What does it mean, lasos haShabbos? Lasos haShabbos is to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. If you're scrambling and you're running and you're counting down to the last of the 18 minutes, if you're waiting for that siren, if you're waiting till the clock strikes Shabbos, then you haven't made Shabbos. Shabbos made you. Shabbos came. You had no choice. Shabbos arrived. It wasn't up to you. But if a Yid brings in Shabbos early, if a Yid finds themselves, their table is set, their food is cooked, their guests are invited, they're showered, they're shaved, they're dressed, they're ready, they're sitting, they're waiting, they're welcoming Shabbos early, early, a little Tehillim before candle lighting, a little Parsha preparation before Mincha, a little time with the family. Then, La'asos Es HaShabbos. Says the Orachayim HaKadosh, what does it mean, La'asos Es HaShabbos? The part of Shabbos that we make is Tosefa Shabbos. When we add to Shabbos, like a chassan goes out to greet his kala, like the groom goes to greet the bride, they don't scramble last minute, show up, and signal that it's not really important, that it doesn't matter, that they weren't prepared. You want to show how excited you are, how much you were anticipating, how much you were looking forward, how much you were counting down. So la'asos means to expand, to extend, to make Shabbos even earlier, Tosefes Shabbos. Don't wait for Shabbos to technically begin. Take it in, light candles a little bit early. Light candles early, and not only has Shabbos happened automatically, we fulfill La'asos Es HaShabbos. Rav Avraham Shor Shlita quotes the Siddur Tefillah LeMoshe, who brings to the Chiddush Arim that the Koach Levnei Yisrael La'asos Tosefes Shabbos, Mitevas La'asos, Miloshan Tikun, Shanit Levnei Yisrael HaKoach L'Sakein HaShabbos. The word La'asos means L'Sakein, to repair, to fix, and that's what we do. Hatikunu lahosef ala Shabbos lashpia mikdushas Shabbos sheshem meimaisa. What we do is we repair, we fix the whole week. How do we do that? The whole week, to a degree, sometimes more than we want to admit, we neglect Hashem, we forget Hashem. We're busy, we're running, we're going, we're doing, we're competing, we're listening, we're watching, we're engaging. There's so much going on in the world around us, so much noise. How are we misaken? How do we repair? How do we fix? La'asos tosefa Shabbos. By extending Shabbos, by starting it early, by holding on to it to end late, we're able to bring a shefa or mashpia. The light of Shabbos radiates not only on Shabbos, but it's able to overlap and radiate into the week. We end our week and we retroactively repair our week when we take Shabbos in a little bit early. We show we're fixing it. We're misaken. La'asos Es HaShabbos. You know what? We don't love the weekday so much that we hold on to it to the last possible moment. We forfeit part of the weekday. We forfeit part of the week because we take Shabbos in early, and we show the week is secondary. The week is not as important as Shabbos. So when a person is prepared and ready, when a person accepts Shabbos even earlier, they repair and they transform the entire week by signaling and showing that Shabbos is really what matters. Shabbos is really what is the most important. Shabbos is really what counts. Can influence the entire week through Shabbos. That's what we say in Ka Echsof, the Hilga Karliner of Aaron Karliner, in his incredible, the Zmira of, the Zemer of Ka Echsof, my favorite Zemer, powerful, the tune, the words, sing it Friday night, we sing it at BRS every single Shal Shiddus, Ka Echsof, so Rav Aaron Karliner, Rav Aaron Agudel, he writes, Levilti Tia Sagur Mehem Shisha Yamim HaMekablam Min HaShabbos. Levilti Tia Sagur Mehem Koshisha Yamim HaMekablam Min HaShabbos. All 6 days are Mekabel from Shabbos. They receive whatever bracha we have during the week, it's only because we earned it in our attitude, in our experience, in immersing ourselves in Shabbos. Shabbos is the makor bracha. You want bracha during the week? Bracha in work and parnasa, bracha in shalom bayis, bracha in nachas from children, bracha in good health, bracha in good news from Israel. We want good news. We want bracha during the week that it comes from HaMekablim, Shisha Yamim HaMekablim in HaShabbos. It comes from Shabbos. So when we start Shabbos a little bit early and we hold on to it a little bit late, when we extend and we expand Shabbos, then we fulfill La Asosas HaShabbos. Shabbos is not just Kviya V'Kaima, it just doesn't happen to us, but La Asos. We make Shabbos. We take the weekday, which could still be weekday, and when we turn it into Shabbos, La Asos, we've truly made Shabbos. B'nai Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, expands on this. And he says the following. Listen to this very deep idea. He says, Kodem HaShabbos V'acharei Yesh Klipos. Before and after Shabbos, there are negative, dangerous energies. Yishmol V'esav. Yom Shishi B'nai Yishmol. Friday is the Muslim Shabbos. Yom Rishon Sunday B'nai Esav. Sunday is the Christian Sabbath. V'alzem V'akshim. And that's what we daven. V'hasar Satan Milfaneinu U'me'acharenu. We ask Hashem, please remove and protect us from the negative, dangerous, threatening, corrupting, compromising energies of Yishmal and of Esav, of Islam and of Christianity. They are distortions of our sacred true Torah. They try to create a new bris. It's a false bris. We have the only Torah, the Torah's Emes, the Torah's Moshe. So the negative energy that has cost the lives of countless Jews through the millennia has killed so many. That klipa of Yishmal and of Esav, Friday, the klipa of Yishmal, and Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, the klipa of Esav. So we ask Hashem, Hasar Satan Mefaneinu Me'acharenu, remove from us those dangerous energies, those threats, those corruptions, those forces, remove them from us. V'hasar Satan, remove it Mefaneinu in front of us, Me'acharenu behind us, Friday, and Motzei Shabbos. And that's why Tosefa Shabbos as a Pnei Menachem is so important. Because Ma'achrim Latzeis Min HaShabbos U'Me'acharim Lavo, HaMa'achrim, again we sing in Zmiros, HaMa'achrim, you delay leaving Shabbos, but HaMa'achrim Lavo, but you run to bring Shabbos in early. So that Tosefa Shabbos, both before and after, it offsets, it's what is able to combat the forces of Yishmal and Esav. Hasar Sotol Mefaneinu Me'acharenu. So Chever, this is it. Today we're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. It's not Stam a Friday. It's not a weekday. We don't love the Vach. We don't love the weekday so much that we have to hold on. Can't put our phone down till the last possible second. I have to light candles. At this moment, I'll be on my phone till that. No, I put my phone away in the drawer. I'm ready early. Shabbos finds me waiting. I say Tehillim. I prepare a parsha. I have music. I sit and dance with my children. I get to shul early. Tosefa Shabbos. We bring Shabbos in a little bit early. On Friday, we hold on to Shabbos a little bit extra. On Motzei Shabbos, and when we do that, we fulfill La Sos Es HaShabbos. We are making, truly making Shabbos by expanding Shabbos. And when we make Shabbos and expand Shabbos, then we also extend the bracha of Shabbos. It should be a Shabbos, Amir Tashem, filled with bracha, individually and personally for us and for our families, and Amir Tashem for Klal Yisrael. Am Yisrael. Good job.